Welcome back to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is home.
Yeah, man, respect.
I saw videos yesterday when they were welcoming you at the airport. People dancing, people loving it.
Yeah, man.
How does that make you feel, though, when you touch down at a foreign airport and there's all these people welcoming you?
It's awesome energy, man. It's awesome energy. It kind of dictates the pace of what the show is going to be like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Yeah. So when we land in whichever territory and you kind of feel the vibe of the people, you kind of understand the kind of love. Zimi and Zima's always been this kind of way with me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
And I wanted to ask about Zimbabwe. You keep coming back. What is it about Zimbabwe, really?
Well, listen, as you say, from the very first time I came here, I think I performed at Glamis the very first time. And the same kind of reaction when I landed, it was like, you know, it's my first time, I don't know what to expect. So when I landed and I saw like that much people at the airport, I was like, okay,
wow. Yeah,
you know, so, yeah, they might know one and two of my songs. And then when we actually performed, and like for like we performed over 2 hours
and people are singing along to the music,
it was such a feeling like I couldn't pay for it.
Really?
Yeah. If I had all the money in the world, I could pay everybody in the crowd. I could not pay for the amount of love that I got. You know, understand? And and like my mom always said, wherever you go, always try to leave a lasting impression. And I felt like from that very first time I came here, I connected with the masses. You know, and you know, I felt like and they gave me the name Tinashe.
They gave you Tinashe?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it means?
Yeah, they call me Tinashe Tatenda.
Tatenda, that's his name.
Yes,
wow.
Told you.
Yeah, man.
The name.
Yeah, they gave me that name. And ever since then, every time I come here, like, you know, and then the second time I came and for my bro, Freeman.
Right.
And listen, as I said, the love just keeps increasing, and I as I said, I cannot pay for it. So I feel like it's a no-brainer. Anytime I come to Zim, it's going to be crazy, and Kadoma 2025 is going to be no different.
It's going to be lit. You spoke about your mom. I'm sure your mom is like a positive impact in your life.
That's my boss.
Is she the reason you gave us this song, Mama?
Ah.
Yeah.
100%. That's coming from a factual place.
Tell us a little bit more about what really inspired the lyrics, the song, the arrangement, everything.
My mother, I'm a god, man. You understand what I say? Yeah, that's my boss. Like growing up, you know, like they say, boys are for their mothers and girls are for their fathers. But my mom is, she's like my rock, you see me? So whatever is happening in my life, all of the noise, all of the excitement, you know, anytime I'm around, my mom is like, yeah, it's just like that tranquil kind of vibe, you see
right?
Me? Yeah, man, that's home. That's home. Wherever she is, that's home for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, 100%.
Chris Martin is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed the big show on ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, hanging out with Chris Martin all the way from Jamaica. Yeah. So Chris Martin, I grew up to a lot of dancehall, reggae, raga. I grew up to Anthony B. I grew up to Capleton, Cesar Kalonji, Turbulence, Sean Paul, T.O.K.,
What's 21. Now you're talking.
You name those guys.
Yeah.
And I just want to find out from you, though. Who's your GOAT? Who's your alter? Please don't say Bob Marley. Let me just take Bob Marley
put it
away.
Out there.
Yeah. Who's your all-time GOAT from that crop of dancehall artists that came out of, especially that time?
Dennis Brown is my singer still.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What is it about him that really captivated you to say, okay, this is my guy?
That's just singer for me. His vocals, his choice of songs, you know, it's just D. Brown.
That's so cool. Just okay, him. From that, give me your top three now.
My top three?
Your top three, yes.
I don't know, you have D. Brown, Garnet Silk.
Wow.
Paris Harmon,
of course,
Freddie McGregor.
Oh, I say three, but we can go on.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There are too many singers, man, that have impacted my life. You know what I mean? Freddie McGregor. Yeah, there are too many, man. Ghost. Listen, you know, it's like you have so many singers, so many DJs, you know what I mean? Like, as you said, Sean Paul, you said Beanie,
man,
you said Bounty Killer, you said Shabba Ranks.
Shabba Ranks.
You see me? Yeah, you know, it's like you have so many of them you can call. And like, it all depends on whatever mood you're in. Mood you're in, you can find an entertainer in Jamaica to fit that mood.
And what's the king of dancehall?
The king of dancehall?
Yep.
Everybody are king in their own right. You know?
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, man. Everybody are king in their own right. You understand?
No, that was good.
Yeah,
that was really good.
But at this moment, man, a Vybz Kartel I do it. Is it?
Woof.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Definitely. Now right, I want to put you on the spot. Now I want to know Zimbabwean artists.
Yeah.
Dancehall artists that you think are the best. And don't mention Freeman.
I'm a general.
He's your bro. He's your homie.
Yeah, man.
He's out of it.
He can't be out of it.
No. Okay, it's okay. You can mention Freeman. And yeah, we also want to know if you guys are going to perform a song together.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. We have to sing Zimbabwean.
Queen Ndandi. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yes, me.
Yes, me. Yeah, but Freeman, I don't know. You know, we have a big up. You like Japreza too.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Winky D is also solid as well.
Of course.
You see me? So I oh gosh, how did I forget her name?
You can give us a clue, then we'll.
Maybe, yeah. Give us a clue. Jeez. Is it?
When I was here last time, oh gosh, she's gonna kill me.
She doesn't.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully she doesn't kill me before the 11th.
Of course.
But you don't know. They're like three talented female girls. I was in the elevator and I saw a poster with them and I just like said, okay, let me go and listen.
I think one of them should be Nisha T.S.
Nisha T.S.
Probably.
Yeah. One is Nisha. Yeah, I think Nisha. Uh-huh. There's one, Emma.
Gemma
Griffith.
Gemma?
I'm not sure. Gemma. I don't want to tell a lie. Okay. I think there's one, Shashal.
Yeah,
man.
Really
so you don't know. Still, yeah, I've seen the posters and I love music. Mm-hmm. You see
of course,
me? So
100%.
If I see it, I'm going to listen and very talented. Yeah, man. So I appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Julian King too.
Of course. Julian King.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, Julian King.
Because you've done a feature with the Zimbabwean artist with Freeman, which was an absolute banger. There are some Shona words that you managed to pronounce on the song, mm-hmm. like Ndandi, right? You mentioned that, mm-hmm. and there's one you said Pombi is on the. Do you know what these words actually mean? Ndandi, Pombi. Do you know what they mean?
I don't remember.
Ndandi.
I knew the last time I was here. I remember, but listen, it's like when I knew so many phrases, mm-hmm. but I have nobody to talk to in Jamaica.
Exactly.
You know,
it goes out.
But you know, one thing I really love though,
yeah,
he managed to remember his two names. Tinashe.
Tinashe and
come
Tenda.
On. Yeah.
Someone even came through a listener, they literally said he's got a Shona name. And
I do.
So many messages.
Yeah, and from the very first time, I came here, I got that name and I held on to them.
Absolutely, man.
100%.
Because I know you love music and I know you love performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you coming to ZFM Stereo, of course, it means we're going to throw you. That's the hot seat right there. And I
this
know you can handle
seat?
You can handle pressure. You can handle a lot. Because, I mean, you've been through situations where you're asked to sing on the spot. And I'm going to do that right now.
You're going to do that right now.
Is that okay if we do that?
Let's see what's popping.
Absolutely. On ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, DJ Joe is
our station.
Our station, for real. DJ Joe, throw us a little something, Chris. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. So what, we're freestyling?
We're freestyling, boss.
I'm in Zimbabwe.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Kadoma, I'm coming.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm in Zimbabwe. Kadoma, we're coming. I can't wait to see the ladies.
Ooh.
All Ooh. The pretty, sexy ladies. Mm-hmm. My Zimbabwean ladies. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see you. Mm-hmm. We are in Zimbabwe. Yes. See Martin in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Freeman said to come to Kadoma on the 11th. We're gonna have a party. Now listen, we can't wait to see all of the girls them. Come out and jive with my friend them. Come make we have a drink and easy. Chill out and we'll have vibes. Cause you know, say, Kadoma, I'm coming. All the ladies, I'm coming. On ZFM, I'm coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So me have to big up my friend Tatenda.
Hey.
You know, so we ain't at the party.
Shut up.
There's them sexy. Kadoma, we are in Zimbabwe.
Wow.
Listen, let me tell you. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man.
That is so cool. Chris Martin, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, man, enough respect, man. It's a joy to be here.
We appreciate you big time, man.
Yeah, man, enough respect. Yeah, man, enough respect. Anybody who hasn't gotten your tickets yet, make sure you go out and get your tickets. You understand? You don't want to miss it, and you don't want your friends to tell you about it. You understand?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't have that regret. You understand? So go out and get your tickets. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. You understand? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro.